Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Rabbit Hill Park, Dakula's sports engine. Rabbit Hill is the park most Dakula families actually use week to week, and on a fall Saturday, it's the busiest place in town. If your kid plays a sport in Dakula, you already know the drive to Rabbit Hill. The basics. Rabbit Hill Park sits on 109 acres at 400 Rabbit Hill Road, operated by Gwinnett County Parks and Recreation, 770-822-8840. The amenity list is the deepest of any park in town. 7 baseball/softball fields. 8 youth soccer fields plus a multi-purpose field. 2.5-mile paved multi-purpose trail. Dog park. Outdoor basketball court. Sand volleyball court. Playground, pavilion, grill, restrooms. River channel. Eco-friendly recycling stations. 5 of the soccer fields are maintained for practices, games, and events, and are rentable through the county. Field 7 and the turf project. The park's most significant recent upgrade came at Field 7, which was converted from natural grass to synthetic turf in a $730,904 project funded through the Gwinnett County Recreation Fund. County officials cut the ribbon on the re-notice of violation aided field on September 15. The work went well past the playing surface, new dugouts and fencing, drainage improvements, ADA-compliant concrete walkways, new foul poles, and an extended retaining wall. 2 practical consequences. First, turf drains faster than grass, meaning fewer rainouts and weather closures, a real gain in a Georgia spring. Second, county officials said the conversion was designed in part to expand opportunities for programs serving youth with disabilities, and the ADA walkways make the field reachable for more families. The dog park. Rabbit Hill's enclosed dog park is among the better regarded in the area, with separate enclosures for small and large dogs and an agility area with ramps and climbing features. Regular visitors report the paved trails around the pond and the enclosures being consistently clean. The trail. The 2.5-mile paved multi-purpose trail loops the park and passes the pond, and it's well used by walkers even on days when no games are scheduled. It's flat, paved, and stroller-friendly. What to expect on a weekend? Rabbit Hill is large enough to absorb crowds, but autumn Saturdays are heavy, soccer season fills the fields and the lots. If you're coming for a quiet walk or the dog park rather than a game, a weekday or an early morning is a very different experience. Getting there is getting safer. Gwinnett commissioners approved $1.33 million in 2023 SPLOST funding for sidewalk and pedestrian improvements along Hurricane Shoals Road, running from Dyer Elementary to Retreat Drive, plus additional construction on the west side of Rabbit Hill Circle, from Hurricane Shoals down to Hood Road. For families near the park, that's a meaningful improvement to walking access. Before you go. Fields are frequently reserved for league play and close for maintenance. Check GwinnettParks.com for current hours, closures, and rental information before making the trip. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.